This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Green King Old Suffolk English Ale. It's a Category 19A Old Ale. Talks about it being a blend of two ales aged in oak for 2 years. Sort of somewhat of a throwback, I believe. So it's got a deep copper color. It's clear. And it's got a medium-low tan head. No complaints. Give it a 3 for appearance. Smelling it. It's malty sweet. Caramely. All that's moderately strong. Getting some toffee and burnt sugar. Light butterscotch, perhaps. It's weird. It reminds me a little bit of peanut brittle. I'm getting medium-low esters, or plums. Not getting any hops. It's about all I'm getting. I'll give it a 10. Tasting it. Burnt sugar, vanilla, toffee, butterscotch. It's complex. Malt, medium strong. I'd say there's a medium bitterness with a little bit of alcohol. Esters are medium low. It finishes dry and tannic, like I'm getting a little bit of the oak character that comes out in the finish, sort of tannic. It's got a very malty palate, but it's finishing dry. The aftertaste is some tannin and oak, along with the malt flavors and sugars. You know, the oak is not really forward enough to be considered a wood-aged beer. I see it more of a complexity, character, quality. So I'm going to give it a 17. You know, it's got that historical character. Mouthfeel. I'm getting some tannin, which gives it some astringency. Medium full body. Medium to medium high carbonation. It's a little bit warming. The tannin is a little much. I'll give it a 4. So overall, I'd say the oak is a little bit more apparent in the aftertaste. You know, it's not really a wood-aged beer. You know, the oak is, a complexity thing. There's an interesting malt complexity, but it's sort of a light, character malt. You know, it's mostly in the burnt sugar toffee flavors. There's not a lot of the deeper malt, specialty malt flavors. The esters are fairly low. The alcohol is noticeable. The finish tends to dry out. I think that's one of the contributions of the oak. Yeah, I'd like to see a little bit more malt complexity, a little bit more esters, a little bit more of the deeper flavors. This is coming in at the sort of the lighter malt flavors, you know, as a lighter in, as in lower Lovibond type of grist. There is a fair amount of complexity to it, and I think it fits here. In years past, we had it in the wood aged category, but it really didn't have enough of a wood character for that. You know, so I think it It's here more as a historical old ale, a vatted ale. And as the base beer, I think it really does sort of fit. I just wish there's a little bit more of the darker estuary flavors. So I'll give it an 8 overall for a total score of 42. It's a decent beer. Yeah, I think it's in the right place now. So that's the Green King Old Suffolk English Ale. It's a Category 19A Old Ale.